Mont the Hoople, All the Young Dudes, brilliant song. Christian O'Connor Brett Show all over the UK. Good morning, it's 20 minutes past 6. That's at number 17. All weekend then, we've been getting ready for a 7:45 this morning when we change over from Virgin Radio to Absolute Radio. We've been counting down the letters from V on Friday right through to where we are now, the top 20 songs beginning with the letter A. As per you, that was All the Young Dudes. And we've got a brilliant one from Lenny Kravitz coming up. So did you see, were we watching Something for the Weekend yesterday, Vic?
Yes, I was indeed.
And it's a great show. I really like Something for the Weekend, okay? It was a privilege to go on yesterday. But here's the weird thing. I got there, I said, who am I on with? And they said, Boyzone. And I'm like, right, okay. All right. And they said, oh, is that the sort of thing you play on your radio broadcast? No, not really. No, absolutely not. And but I had to obviously hang around in the green room. You know what's like on TV? There's not hanging around. So I obviously got to meet Ronan and Stephen Gately. Not normally the kind of people I'd hang around with at the weekend, especially Stephen Gately. But Ronan, actually a very charming man. Ronan really liked him. Okay. Stephen Gately, rude little Burke. Seriously, right?
No.
There was a girl who I met, who I used to work with years ago. She was like the props manager. She has to get everything ready. I don't know why I'm explaining this to you. You work in TV, you know, far more than me, but I'm explaining to other people. And she has to get everything ready for when they move around and the fake cups of tea with water in and stuff like that. And I hadn't seen her about six years. And she got a bit bigger. Okay, she was a big girl. But I wasn't going to say anything. And she had a T-shirt on that just said extra large. It's the Beastie Boys label. Stephen Gately went up to her, right? And said, that's a very honest T-shirt.
Oh, my word.
I thought that was a horrible thing to say.
Did she take it well?
Well, she just went bright red and looked like she was going to cry. You know, this is some little Burke who had it about, I don't know, 50 years ago, whatever, with a Boyzone. And then I was chatting to Ronan Keating, and he was genuinely, he asked me about the name change. He listens sometimes, stuff like that. He said he's into his music. And he said, I will do the accent. He said, I'm a big fan of Radiohead there. I went up to Tom York, Ronan Keating went up to the leading of Radiohead, Tom York, right, last year, and said, I'm a big fan of the music of Radiohead. And apparently Tom York took one look at him and walked off. And blanked him. I said, look, that might be because of his wonky eye, because he obviously had one eye on Ronan, maybe another eye on the bus. It might not be just that he blanked you, but I love the idea of a little Tom York, who must be about 6 stone, just blanking Ronan Keating. Music Wars has been bitchy to him. So this is Lenny Kravitz on our countdown as we go through the lay songs voted by you, all beginning with the letter A. Are You Gonna Go My Way? It's at number 16. 6:23.